This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I see skies.
My name is Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son.
Clouds.
I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. A lot of great questions today. A lot of great information going out there, if I do say so myself. A lot of details go into a lot of the questions here. I like to make sure I give a little bit more for you so that you can be successful and for anybody else listening can be as well. I want to help you guys have successful gardens. We all know that gardens can be a trial and error type. You could have a bunch of errors before you're having some success. It takes some time, but it is definitely worth it in the long run. I've talked a lot about veggie gardens, what you can use in your containers. Now, I signed up to get a Burpee seed catalog just to see what's out there. Mine came in the mail this week. It was pretty cool to just look at the different styles and the pictures. Just a lot of fun to see what new varieties there are out there. So we can touch base on a little bit of that today. A little bit more. We can touch base on your lawn, if you will, what we're thinking about doing this spring. Is there a way that, maybe after establishing the lawn this year, maybe we're looking at less chemicals to prevent crabgrass, to prevent weeds, etc. How can we do some of those things? We can talk a little bit about that. One thing I was touching base on last hour was a plant that was a favorite of mine. I know my father loved it. My brothers loved it as well. It's one plant that we had in Maine, even though its hardy zone is 9 to 11. So that's warm. It's more of like a perennial shrub type in more tropical areas, places that are a little bit warmer. Now, it goes by a few names. Common names are Angel's Trumpet, Brugmansia, Tree Datura. Those are a few of them. So there's some different styles of them. Again, like I said, it's considered a perennial shrub. I've had it in the tree form and the shrub form. In the tree form, you kind of create it into a tree, and we can go over that. Now, mature size would be 6 to 20 feet tall and 10 to 15 wide. Now, in our area, we're not going to get that. It's not going to be that big. But I've seen them 10 feet tall here. Actually, in Maine, my father had one where he created it into a tree form where these flowers, just the blooming of it was awesome. Now, we're looking for a full sun maybe a little bit of afternoon shade when it's really hot. Our soil, we're looking for a little bit acidic to that soil. And then the blooming can actually happen sporadically through the season, from spring to fall, but the heaviest usually is around fall. The colors, they have whites, peach, pink, orange, and yellow. Just, if you can go on to online, just take a look at some of the flowers. Angel's Trumpet is an awesome one to look, to see. The great flowers on it can cover the plant. This drooping like trumpet flower. They're awesome to see. One, the leaves are all green. Most of them are rounded, coming to a point. But the orange, I found, I believe it's just the orange, has leaves that have like points all around it. They're spread out, but they're on there. It's usually on the orange variety. But the flowers are awesome to look at. Now, again, you can do this from a seed, or you can grow it from a cutting, or you can even grow it from, a transplant, somebody bringing it to you. We used to actually make cuttings from these. We got some really big ones and took cuttings, would pot them, and then they would grow like weeds. They were awesome plants. You'd get about 6 inches of the stalk with one of the leaf nodes or two of the leaf nodes on the sides where you knew where the leaves were. Use that same rooting hormone and grow them from there. Again, we had them in bush form and tree form. What we found is some of them, when they're take the one stem and try to just keep pruning it to go up and grow bigger and more of that tree form and have that top nice and wide. And when, just imagine when the flowers come out from that and actually have those growing and blooming all from one area. It's amazing. Okay, it's something that I just love it. Has some nice smell to it. You're watering. You're going to water during, regularly. You're not going to soak it completely, but you don't want it to dry out in between. Okay. Having it dry out because it's more herbaceous, where it's not like a woody structure, early on in its stage, it gets weaker that way. We're looking at a heavy, middle number for your fertilizers for liquid. And you can do that, once it's blooming. Before it blooms, you could use like a 10-10-10 almost weekly or bi-weekly. So that will really help it. Like I said, cuttings is the easiest way to propagate it. Now, one thing for those of you who are, have listened the past few weeks, we talk about pet-friendly plants. This is one that is definitely not pet-friendly, or child-friendly or human-friendly, if you will. It's actually, some of them, back were used as a hallucinogenic for a tea, but it also can be considered poisonous for those trying to, those who ingest it. It's very toxic. And it's not just like the flowers and leaves. It's every part of the plant can be toxic. It's not something, it's when the oils were to come on you. Say you were to make some cuttings and the oils from it went on your hands and then you wiped your eyes or your nose or something. That's when it becomes poisonous. So this would be something when you do cuttings, use gloves. Cut them with gloves on. Clean all of your scissors, everything that you use for it, because it can become poisonous. It can get pretty severe, all the way to the point of death. By bringing this up, it makes it sound like a very bad plant, but it's so beautiful when it flowers. Honestly, it is worth it. But definitely take a look at Angel's Trumpet. You can grow them indoors or on like a patio during the summer. Bring them inside. My parents had one at their house where at their front entrance, it was right on the front of it. It was facing south, so it got tons of sun. and it would just be as you walked in. And when that thing was in flower, it was gorgeous. Just full sun, awesome looking, tons of flowers. You know, we loved it. So, you know, we kept it in an area where the dogs didn't go near. The dogs went in the backyard. This was in the front yard. We all knew what it was, us kids, so we knew that it wasn't to be fooling around with. But honestly, Google the, you know, angel's trumpet flowers and take a look at the flowers. They're amazing. They're huge. I love them. It's something that everybody should have, but with precaution. Again, that's the angel's trumpet. It's also called Datura or a Brugmansia. So that's one just to really think of. We used to grow tons of them when we had the nursery at the family patch. I remember back then the annuals, a lot of the annuals came in almost like a styrofoam tray. And when the annuals would be, you know, you would plant them. We'd have people bring those back, and we'd reuse them. We'd put pots in them to hold them, and when you watered them, it kind of kept them balanced as they were growing. This was well before, this was in the early 90s when we didn't know as much as we do about how styrofoam is not as, well, doesn't really break down, and it's not great for the environment, so we've, you know, learned from it, but we reused them at that point. Anyways, it was great great time to I loved those plants, and I definitely wanted to pass it on to you. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your bio-advanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we've talked a little bit about the Angels Trumpet on the last break. I want to touch base a little bit on your lawn and maybe talk about that a little bit more for the rest of the show here. A lot of people want to go the way of organic products or not putting any real weed control or fertilizer down as much on your lawn. How can we do that? How can we be better off long term? Well, a couple things you can be doing. This season, I'd want you to, you might have to use that crabgrass control early. Maybe use the synthetic to get rid of it. Or use some of that corn gluten to really heavily break that up. Get that crabgrass prevented. From there, once that has been in the soil and kind of sitting around for 4 to 6 weeks, maybe a little bit longer, you're going to want to reseed. And fill your lawn with seed. Even if you have an established lawn, but it's a little bit patchy here and there, put as much grass seed down on there to help promote grass. Okay? We're going to want to grow as much grass as possible, because the more grass that is lush and fuller will actually make it so you don't have to use that many synthetic chemicals. You won't need to use a broadleaf weed killer or a crabgrass control because the lawn is taking over. Now, how do we get there? They said using some fertilizers, using some different seeding, etc. But first, we really got to look at the soil. I highly suggest getting a soil sample taken for the lawn, getting it in multiple areas, mixing that soil from all over just to find out what's going on there. say, you know, you can tell what your pH level is. You can tell what your levels of fertilizer are. Is there enough nitrogen? Is there enough phosphorus? Is there enough potassium? What else is going on? Is it clay-filled? We can figure out those with a few of the items that are on there. From there, we can just build on what you need to do to take care of the soil. Because you know what? The soil is the most important part of your lawn. The soil. That's right. You think that the most important part is that green, beautiful look that you want to just lay in and sit there and relax. It's actually the soil, the dirt, everything underneath. That's the most important part of the lawn. So I want you to get a soil sample this year. Whether it be sending it out to one of our sponsors, Natural Alternative has a great one with tons of information that comes back to you after you've gotten it, after you've gotten the sample back. And they're there to answer your questions with it afterwards. So if you have some questions, follow-ups, they're going to be able to answer them for you. Is it sending it out to an extension, UMass Extension, Penn State Extension, Vermont Extension, whichever. A lot of the states have that extension for your agriculture. You can send them there. The ranges will be anywhere between $15 to $25, $30, depending upon how deep you want to go. But that is so worth it. Spending that little bit of money there is actually going to help you know what to do with the lawn. Instead of just throwing fertilizers or chemicals down, you're going to know what to do. Because it's going to tell you what your pH is. Is your pH low? Most of New England has a pH that's in the fives. We want it in the higher sixes, 6.5 to 6.8, almost close to 7. But, you know, a lot, like I said, a lot of New England has that lower 5.5, 5.6, 5.8. What can we do to fix it? You know, did you know you could actually bring it up a full point in 1 year? It's possible. But you just need to know where you're at. So soil samples are so important to be successful when it comes to the lawn. Now, what do all those chemicals, those fertilizers, those nutrients mean? What does each one do? Well, we can discuss that a little bit more on the other side of this break coming up. When it says you have a lot of it, does that mean it's good or bad? What does it mean? We'll discuss that a little bit too. And what nutrients are not good for your soil? We'll discuss that in a few after the break. If you do have some calls, questions, you can give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Senate impeachment trial of President Trump adjourned now until tomorrow. Yesterday, during a brief two-hour session, the president's legal team began laying out their defense. That followed 3 lengthy days of opening statements by Democratic House impeachment managers. Meanwhile, there's still no agreement on whether there are going to be witnesses called. Here's South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham on why he does not support witnesses.
I just think it's best for the country to vote on the record established, because if you go down the witness road, you run into executive privilege in a way that no one's in uncharted territory. No one's ever been in the box we're in before, and I really don't want to turn the trial into a circus.
The death toll from the Friday night earthquake in Turkey is up to 31 with 1,600 people injured. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right back to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Susan is in Massachusetts.
Susan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Thanks for
good
taking
morning.
My call. We got a little behind the eight ball in the fall and did not place the winter fertilizer down. Is it too late to do that now since it's such a nice day out?
So you could put it down. I don't see a problem with that. Just because the ground hasn't really frozen completely, it just might not do everything you're looking to do for it. The lawn is still actively growing during the winter, even though it doesn't look like it. So it's definitely something you could do. I think, to be honest, I think you'd be fine by putting it down. I think, you know, long term, if you were kind of questioning it and said, you know what, I'll save this till next year, you can keep it in a like a garage, somewhere where it's cool and dry, maybe even like a basement, something like that. But I think you could do that. I definitely do think you could put the fertilizer down. Your neighbors might look around and be wondering what's going on over there. But it's got a lot of lower numbers on it. It's not a nitrogen based. It's more of a phosphorus and potassium based. The nitrogen's, you know, you're not looking to green the lawn up right now. You're looking to add some nutrients. So the phosphorus and the potassium on it would be fine.
Great. Okay. Well, we have a job ahead of us today then. Thanks for your help.
No problem. You won't have to worry about watering it in. We had tons of rain last night, so the water on there should help. One thing I'd just suggest, if you find an area, if you're walking on it and it's really soupy and muddy, you might end up doing a little bit more damage than not, but I think you're going to be fine.
Okay, great.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, Susan, thank you for the phone call. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here for another 20 minutes, so get your calls in. We can help you out. Now, we were talking before the break about your lawn and your soil and what can we do. Now, you know, like I suggested, getting a soil test is so important. Getting it in and being able to look at the results and see what's going on afterwards is beneficial. You want to know what's going on underneath that soil. And so by getting that soil test, it's all it's going to do is help. Now, some examples of a soil test, you know, what they'll do is they will show you your pH, okay? It'll say exactly what it is, and some of them it'll show you what's optimal or what you're looking for. There is a percentage of organic matter. There is a, you're looking at the potassium rate. It'll show you nitrogen rates. It'll show you your magnesium. It'll show you your calcium rates. And one of the things that I like about these soil samples is on one side it'll actually tell you what's optimal and what's, you know, it'll say where you want that range to be. Now, a lot of times when it comes to a lawn, we're looking for a 6.5 or maybe a little bit to like a 6.8 when it comes to the lawn for your pH. Now, if we're looking for potassium, nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus, you know, we want to take a look and what's it going to say? A lot of times these soil tests will have like a chart on the bottom. It'll tell you high, very high, good, medium, low. Now, what do you do if one of these is very high? Well, we got to look at a few things. So say your phosphorus and your potassium is so high. You're sitting there going, well, why don't I have great root development? Why don't I have green shoots? Why isn't the lawn growing? Well, we look at the next layer of nutrients. We look at your magnesium. We look at your calcium. Now, magnesium, is it too high? You know, a lot of times they want it, you know, in the percentage range of between 10 and 20%. Now, if you have phosphorus and potassium that are really, really high, your magnesium is probably going to be high as well. So there are a lot of different things on a soil test that, you know, the anyone who knows what to read on them will be able to tell you how we can fix it. Now, pH level. There's fast-acting limes out there now. You know, the fast-acting lime where once it hits the ground, it's working. A lot of times we've, you know, in the past, you had the pelletized lime or the powdered lime. The pelletized lime and the powdered lime would take about 6 months to work. Would put it down once a year and know by the end of the season it was going to help. And we'd do it every year because that's what we were told to do and that's what we were supposed to do, right? Well, with this fast-acting lime, you can actually bring your pH one full point in one season. It's usually by using it at double the rate. By using it at 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet, what does that mean to you? How many square feet do you have? You know, you have 1,000 square feet in your yard. You're going to look at using 12 pounds to cover that entire area. A lot of these bags will come in 30-pound bags. So you kind of figure that out. You can do 2,500 square feet if you're looking to double, looking to get your pH up 1 point in one season. Now how you can do that? 3 applications in one season. At the same time, say we have some issues where it comes to your too much phosphorus, too much potassium, but we know there's magnesium is an issue. Well, we can use the sulfur product from Natural Alternatives to break up that magnesium. What it also does is it helps break up some of that clay-filled soil, some of those things that are holding the phosphorus. We want the phosphorus, potassium, nitrogen to be in that good level. We don't want it to be high or very high. We want it to be in that good level. By staying in that good level, it allows the nutrients to just continuously flow through. When it gets high, we use that sulfur product to break it up. It will actually flush the soil out a little bit. You'll start to drop more, maybe go down to the medium or low amounts of potassium and phosphorus, but that's okay. We're getting it back to normal to build it up and really take a look at it and go from there and just get that lawn stronger. So there's a lot of things you can tell from a soil sample, a lot of things to do for the soil to get a stronger lawn where there's seeding and not using as many chemicals long term. So definitely something to really be thinking about as we get closer to spring. We're closer to spring every day, so let's look forward to it. Now, I do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Joy's in Massachusetts.
Joy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
I just wanted to let you know that I believe there is a law in Massachusetts that you cannot put down fertilizer during the winter months. You might want to check on that. Living on Cape Cod, I believe that's a law here.
I'd have to double check on that one. I know some of the laws look more into the phosphorus levels of it. The phosphorus, putting anything with a heavy, that's non-starter fertilizer or has heavy amounts of phosphorus is the one that I've read into. I'll have to take a look at it during the break and see if that is the law. But from everything I know, one of the major laws that had come out about 2 or 3 years ago was having a heavy dose of phosphorus in your fertilizers, unless it was a starter fertilizer or a specialty fertilizer for specific growth. And usually that would be that heavy middle number. That's the one that I know, but I'd be interested to know if that's the case. And it might be... To be honest, it might be closer to waterways and like oceans. It would be a little bit different because you're so close, and the levels of water are higher at that point. Right. So that could be part of it. I'm definitely going to look into it when I go to break, because I find if I go to look for it right now, I might just start reading the article. Then we'll have some dead air, and that doesn't make good radio, right?
No, it doesn't.
But no, I appreciate you calling in with that. I'm going to take a look, and hopefully I can follow up with that after the next break. But that would be good to know, especially for Susan, who was looking to put it out now at this point. But I'll definitely look at it, and I appreciate you calling in.
Okay. Thank you, Pete. Bye.
All right. You have a great one.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, so we'll take a look at that during the break, see if there is something with that. I know there's a phosphorus law into what you can put down and when you can put it down and the style. I know even in garden centers, you kind of have to keep it separated from your regular, so it's known in Massachusetts. It's just that ground has tons of phosphorus in it as well as at this time, so that's why you don't need it as much. You'll notice a lot of fertilizers will have phosphorus-free fertilizers. So the way to get that into the soil is with a seed starter, especially when you're looking at taking care of the lawn. A lot of times that's why phosphorus is high, and it has to do with your other nutrients as well. So definitely, you know, taking a look at what's in there is going to help you find out what you need to add. With your winter fertilizers, they will have a little bit of phosphorus in it or no phosphorus at all, but it's the potassium, which will be the heavier number. Usually it's like a 4012 or a 4020, something like that. That works on a lot of everything and helps build stronger root development. So Again, we'll take a look at during the break and see if I can find anything that says we can't fertilize during the winter in Massachusetts. So hopefully it's just that the phosphorus law that I'm thinking of. That would be that would be a sigh of relief right there. But we'll take a look. If you do have some questions and you don't want to get into it today, or you can get to it us next Sunday, you can call us at 855-660-4261. And now, with some of the fertilizers for indoor fertilizing, bring a dose of nature indoors with the newest Boma Organic Liquid Plant Foods, loaded with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes to grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And with the Spoma's new Easy Dose cap, you'll get a perfect pour every time. Just flip open the cap, turn the bottle over, and pour in the pre-measured dose. Need more? Just repeat, and then fill the watering can with water and feed your plants. No measuring, no mess. Just flip, fill, and feed. Brought to you by Espoma Organic, a natural in the garden since 1929. Learn more at www.espoma.com. Right, so we're about to go to a break here. When we get back, hopefully I'll have a follow-up when it comes to that fertilization. And hopefully we can get some answers to that, because that's throwing me off a little bit here. So stay tuned for that. Let me see what we can find. Like I said, we're going to go to a break. So we'll take that break. We get back. More answers. And we'll wrap up the show. Talk about what we did good today. We'll be right back.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. And before the break, we talked with Joy in Massachusetts, who is from the Cape area, and brought up a point in regards to fertilizing in the winter, and parts of it. She believed that a lot of it, the state is a law stating not to fertilize in the winter. I've just based on the quick research I've done, it's a city by city, but most of the Cape doesn't want you to do it. I don't have dates. That's the thing. It kind of gives you a broad date of when you can and can't do it. A lot of it is because of how close it is to the water, right? And how the levels of water are high. But a lot of them will say, where I think is the key point to this, fertilizer applications would not be done on soil covered in snow or frozen at least a few inches. So I think, so depending upon where you are, if the ground is not frozen at this point, which it might not be, my backyard is muddy, so that shows me that there's not a lot of frost in the ground at this point, especially after the warm weather, you should be able to put it down. You know, It depends. I'm seeing something from Wilmington, Massachusetts. There was a presentation done in like 2014 that is stating between December and March 1st. But it's saying to frozen or snow-covered grounds within 20 feet of waterways and a public water near a public water supply. So it has a lot to do with watering anything that's close to a water supply area. But I believe it's based at, you know, it's town by town based. Have to take a little bit look deeper into it, because the one that I know of obviously is the phosphorus that we were discussing. You know, phosphorus is one that we don't want to be putting in a lot of the fertilizers, hence why you've seen it that way. But it looks like a lot of towns on a town by town basis is stating winter you're not allowed to fertilize. But it looks like there's a couple exceptions. When the grounds, if the ground's frozen or it's not frozen and there's no snow, you should be able to put it down. But I want to, you know, I'll look through this week to see if there's anything else. You know, it's just a lot of it you kind of have to read some of the fine print. A lot of it is on 10 or 11 pages where you got to find all the details, and the 4 or 5 minutes I have during the break is not going to give me enough time. So what I would suggest on a town-by-town basis is what I would look up. So example, you're in Chatham, because I found one that said Chatham and I found one that said Barnstable. Look up fertilizer regulations for Chatham or fertilizer regulations for Barnstable, or whatever town you're in, and it'll be able to tell you what's going on there. So I do appreciate Joy calling in. That was some great information. But, you know, my head is saying that if you can do it, if the ground's not frozen and you can walk on it and it's fine, I would definitely look at putting down the winter fertilizer, especially because a lot of them don't have phosphorus levels in it. There's no phosphorus in it, and phosphorus is the biggest concern when it comes to fertilizers. I don't think it's that much of a... I think the excess of it is the concern that's in the waters, in the soil, the runoff. That's where the concern is. It's not the concern of the actual nutrient itself. It's more of just how much there is, and too much is not a good thing when it comes to nutrients, plus fertilizing and everything else along those lines. So I'll look more into it. So Joy, thank you for that. I appreciate it. We'll take a look for going forward, see, you know, what we have. All right, so that's going to do it for today. We're going to wrap up the show here. It was a great show. Thank you, everybody who's called today. Tried to give as much information out there for you guys as possible. So if it's something that you might want to do, you can be successful. As always, you can call us next week, 855-660-4261. You can also email us at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Paul Parent Garden Club. And we'll try to get to you as soon as we can with all those comments and questions. We'll definitely see you guys next week. Enjoy the week out there, everybody. Be good to each other. Get out there and plant something. We'll see you soon. Have a good week.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.